As temperatures climb alongside the cost of living, washing your car at home seems like a no-brainer. Why would anyone spend $15 to $100 to take their vehicle through a car wash when they have a hose and bucket at home? Not to mention, many of us recall earning our allowance on balmy summer afternoons washing the driveway and lawn just as much as the car. But therein lies the problem. Washing your car on the street or on a paved private driveway is actually illegal because the soap and grease runoff gets washed into curb drains and pollutes waterways, according to the City of Vancouver. The same section, 68, of the Street and Traffic Bylaw also prohibits greasing or repairing vehicles on any street, except for repairs necessitated by an emergency. The city recommends that residents go to a car wash instead, a spokesperson tells VIA. Car washes have special drains and use recirculating water and typically use 7 times less water than washing in your driveway. Residents who are unable to make it to a car wash are permitted to wash their vehicles on unpaved surfaces such as dirt or gravel driveways or lawns because they have their own drainage. We encourage residents to use a bucket, says the spokesperson, adding that hoses must be equipped with an automatic shut-off nozzle, spring-loaded spray valve, to reduce water use. The bylaw even extends to private garages because an impervious surface is an impervious surface, regardless if it is a sidewalk or a driveway. In the same way that water wastage bylaws are enforceable on private property such as residential lawns and gardens, the city confirms that it can issue fines to those who insist on washing their cars on paved driveways or in their garage. People who break the bylaw could face penalties of up to $375. $125 is the discounted penalty if paid within roughly 2 weeks of the ticket being issued. $250 if paid within roughly a month of the ticket being issued. $375 if paid after the first month of the ticket being issued.